This announcement in response to that our sister network, My Genre Radio Network, is behind the non-derogatory movement for today's music. Go to mygeneraradio.net and support the movement.
I've never been the type who's afraid to try, no.
The truth is, the enemy knows your destiny better than you do. That's why he wants to stop it. He will try to introduce idols into your life that will steal your passion and divide your heart. Fight for an undivided heart and go to war against anything and everything that would steal your passion, because your destiny is too important to live otherwise. This is Fight for Your Dreams with Pastor C. Coach Albert.
Keep the praises going up. Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Amen. In your rightful place, let us pray. Oh, Lord, thank you just for another day. You've been so good to us. We thank you, Lord, for this preached hour. We thank you, Lord, for this great church. Father, we ask you to bless and move in a mighty way, God, that we can hear from you on this day, Lord. Lord, we need you, sir, and we'll be so ever careful and kind and give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord. We come to lift you up, to praise you, Lord, and dine on your word to strengthen us on our journey. Lord, this is your servant's prayer. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Now let the church say amen. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for this opportunity. Let's give a hand praise for our DJ here. Amen. Our awesome praise and worship leader. Let us not forget the media team. Come on. Come on. The greeters at the door. Amen. All those who set up to make this service what need to be. Give them a hand praise. Amen. Because it takes servants. It takes servants to have a church. Amen. People after God's own heart. All right. So we have a word on this morning that I believe is going to be edifying to you all as we go forth in this new year. The subject we have on this morning is change gonna come. Change is gonna come. Somebody need to hear this. Somebody need to hear this on this morning. That change is gonna come. Things might not be the way I would like right now, but it's just good to have hope in the Lord that things are going to change. So go with me quickly. It's good. We'll have it on the board, but it's good to have, as the pastor say, your own little personal. Amen. Your own personal, whether it's on the phone or you carry your book like old school like me. But you need to have your own. Amen. So any further delay, there you'll find these words right here in Job 14. 13 and 14, two scriptures. It says, Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. Say, remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, most of all, the doers of God's holy and his righteous word. And before we dive into this, to the Almighty God, whom is the head of my life, to the Holy Spirit, which lead, guide, and direct me into all righteousness, to the pastor of this church, the pastor and the first lady, and all of you God's children, I bring you greetings from the Holy Spirit on this morning. We're finna dive in this thing. Change is gonna come. I want to just set this up and give us an introduction before we go into this. I know some of us have heard the story, but it's just good to give you a kind of little setup to see where we're going. Amen. So I'm going to read. You can follow me if you like. I'm going to read Job 1 through 12, and then we're finna dive into this thing. Amen. It said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And the man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses in a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? You can put your name there if you like. That there is none like him in the earth, a perfect man and an upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And last verse. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he had is in my power, only upon himself. Put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing in the reading, the hearing, most of all the doers of God's holy and his righteous word. Change is going to come. We need this word, because there's some things that has trickled from 22 over here and 23. And we still are longing and yearning, Lord, when it gonna change? I believe in being transparent. Lord, when is it gonna get better? I'm doing the best I can in serving and trying to be a good father, a good husband, a good wife. Amen. You know, I'm doing all I can to do the right thing, but I'm longing for change. Some theologians call this the great bet, where Job went through 4 storms in one day, where he loses his property and children and everything. And the scripture said that Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell to the ground, and he worshiped. And he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return to thee. The Lord gave, and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible said, in all of this, Job did not sin nor charge God foolishly. That's Job 1, 20 and 22. This is where we really have to be careful, because we all going to do some kind of test, right? Huh? Everybody going to do some kind of test, whether it's schooling. I'm having struggles in my school. I'm having struggles in my marriage. I'm getting underpaid, and they started pouring all this work on me. Something is going on in your life, and we have to be careful when we're going through a test like this, because the Satan, the accuser of the brethren, what he wants to do, and he accused God before God both day and night. And that he would love to go back and wave his finger in the face of God and say, see, I told you she wasn't what you thought she was. I told you he wasn't who you thought. So it's very careful at this time when we're going through this kind of test, my brothers and my sisters, to hold on to your faith. May not have a lot of money, but something we have to hold on to, my brothers and my sisters. You got to hold on to your faith. Everybody may not agree with you, but you got to hold on to faith. I know I'm preaching up in here. Because scriptures tell us without faith, it's impossible to please him. But just when you thought that was the end of it, Satan attacked his health. Lord have mercy. There was one writer, he wrote a story about Job called it a man of heroic endurance. But listen, look at the health issues that brother Job had to go through. Look, he had to deal with painful boils from his head to his toe. He had to deal with severe itching and irritation. He had to deal with great grief. He had to deal with loss of appetite. He had to deal with agonizing discomfort, insomnia, worm and dust infested flesh, continuing oozing of boils, hallucination, decaying skin, shriveled up, foul breath. Teeth fell out, relentless of skin. Skin turned black, raging fever, and even dramatic weight loss. Lord, have mercy, somebody. And all of this happened without any kind of notice. He didn't get it. He didn't get Job. Brother Job, you think you can handle it? Do you think you'll be all right? And I found out and discovered in my studies, I've been hanging around this book the whole 21 year in ministry. I've discovered, amen, and found out in my struggles, he already knew before he got there. Ain't that something? God, the all-knowing God, the omniscient God, he already knew. Do what you want to do to him, but I got him. He ain't good than me. He may not understand what he's going through and why he had to go through it, but I got him. You may not understand the place where you at today. Come on, have a preach. You may not understand the place where you at today, but God know where you at, and God got you. Come on. He got your back. Seemed like all kind of hell and came up on you and your servant. And your servant unto God, but God saying, I got you. You may have cried late in the midnight hour. You may have cried even waking up. You may have cried even on your way to work. But God is still saying, just trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Job was the priest of his family. He was a spiritually mature man and wealthy man. He just was no run-of-the-mill type of guy. But look where he find himself. Ain't that something how life would do you? Lord, help me. Help me, help me. So the 14th verse, the very first of the 14th verse, it says that a man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Listen, you'll have to look for trouble. When you're doing what God tells you, I guarantee you don't have to look for trouble. It just come blowing your way. You don't got to look. And then it come unannounced. What you doing here? Why you going to knock on somebody else's door? In serving, in making your effort to do what God would have for you to do, these kind of things will happen. For those who believe in this fictitious prosperity gospel, I feel sorry for you. That godly people, that Christians, shouldn't have no trouble. Lord, have mercy. Sometimes you'll find out your troubles have just begun. On your mission for God, working, serving in his vineyard, laboring. I was thinking about Brother Paul when he said, Lord, he said, teach me. And I think we all got to learn this. Teach me how to abase and how to abound. And what Paul is saying, Lord, teach us how to live life when we have and when we don't have. Teach us how to live a life as Christian not only when things are going well, but even when things are not going well for you. And don't forget, this is the test. Will you still trust me? Will you still praise me? Will you still worship me? See, we can serve all day long and worship all day long, but when it's going pretty good, but let something change and whoa. We always put to the test as believers. And I believe, my brothers and my sisters, that if Job was here today, I just believe that he wouldn't mind if he was sitting before us. I believe that he wouldn't mind telling you, you never know what you may have to go through in this journey. You never know. Just things come that you didn't think was going to happen. Somebody died that you didn't see them dying. You lost a job, lost a house. And now you're sitting there. Listen, it's people still trying to rebound from the pandemic. It's some people, businesses have went under, and they still struggling trying to find their way. This real talk. People still struggling and straining and trying to make it. Trying to get some kind of reason. Lord, why this had to happen to me? I ain't bothering nobody. And something happened. My wife, we came outside one day and the window busted. Back window busted. And she came back in the house. She was upset, emotional. I had to comfort her and encourage her. She said, I don't bother nobody. I said, baby, you don't got to bother nobody. You don't got to bother nobody. It's just the enemy always busy trying to do things to throw us off. He's always busy. But the God we serve, come on, y'all. I know somebody else busy too. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that in me than he that's in the world. So the Lord, the God that we serve, he busy too. He busy too. But I had to encourage you that these kind of things happen. And once again, this is my go-to guy, Job, who I can never get away from. Because we didn't went through certain things. We may not have lost 10 children, where Job is now standing over 10 fresh graves. And you may not have lost a lot of possession, but I know you lost something. And if you lost something, you can relate to this thing called pain. You can relate to this thing called suffering. If you almost had the job and looked like you had it, but then all of a sudden looked like somebody just pulled a rug in front of you, and now you're feeling some kind of way. I'm talking to some real people. And now you're feeling, you didn't put in the same work, same labor? No. And they told you, no, I'm giving it to him. I'm giving it to her. Lord help me. Job is now longing for change and relief in the midst of the agony and the distress and the weariness that he's going through. Job embraced the fact of God's control over the issues of life, but now he's struggling with the meaning of this. And once again, we've all have been here, my brothers and my sisters. But like that old song said, we understand it better by and we understand it. You might not get it now. You may not get it why you had to go this way. Why it seemed like your road is so rocky. But I believe that the all-knowing God that we serve, the loving God that we serve, someday you're going to say, oh, this is why I had to go through this. We can't see it. It's too dark now. It's too cloudy. You can't get it. But one day, someday, we'll be able to see how we made it over. How we made it over the mountain. But until then, we have to stay encouraged. So Job was in so much pain. And I have a heart for people who have been through so much pain and suffering and have been through unfortunate things. I really have a heart. This ain't the time to be trying to dog nobody out, but you need to be trying to pick somebody up because it's their day today. Come on, somebody. It could be your day tomorrow. You don't go down looking down on folks because they're having a hard time. Don't look down on a man or a woman unless you're trying to pick them up. That's what a Christian does. That's what a Christian does. But our brother Job, The only relief he can get is asking God to hide him in the grave. Lord. Joel chapter 3 is one of the darkest passages of scriptures where Joel was so upset, so frustrated, feeling so persecuted that the only thing that made him feel a little better that he said he cursed the day he was born. He didn't curse God now. He cursed the day. He was in so much pain. But Joel continued to hold on. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave. That thou wouldst keep me secret until thy wrath passed. And I want you to get this. Now, he didn't understand why he had to go through this. That thou would appoint me a set time and remember me. And this is what I admired about the suffering servant, Job, which in the Hebrew means persecuted one. What I admired about suffering servant Job was a fighter. Job had hope. Job had a hope chest in the Lord, because scripture said, for there is hope for a tree if it's cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof would not cease. Job 14:7. See, God has a way, my brothers and my sisters, those of you who are watching live on Facebook, that God has a way of taking something from you. Listen, it may hurt you at the point of time, but he's going to do a new thing and build up a new thing within you. Come on, we got to think right. We got to think. We got to try our best to fight the good fight of faith, to think positive, even going through a dark situation. It allows some sunlight to shine on you that you got to say, Lord, I know I ain't going through all this for nothing. I know you have something greater in store for me. I may not be able to see it. I may not be able to obtain it, but God, I still got hope. I still got hope. I don't care what nobody say, what my mother say, what my father say, what my wife or what my husband might say. But I got hope that the God that I serve is going to come and see about me. Do I have a witness in the house? That in the midst of this great test, even Job's wife spoke out in emotion and said, "Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die." But he's saying it to her, "Thou speakest as a foolish woman," and which he should have told her. He rebuked her. "You speak as a foolish woman. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God? And we shall not receive evil?" And all this Job did not sin with his lips. Job 2:9-10. Still, he still remained his integrity. In the midst of pain and suffering, God has to be with you to retain your integrity in the midst of pain and suffering and loss and agony and grief. God's spirit has to be on you to still have a praise, to still want to worship. You don't feel like worshiping, but it ain't about a feeling. It's about a commitment. It's about a commitment to God, and that's all he kept holding on to. And sometimes that's all we have, my brothers and my sisters. That's all we have. Even Job's three friends, Eliphaz and Bildad and Zophar, and the fourth younger one that came later, named Elihu, in chapter 32. Each one of them came from their own place. I call them the three amigos because they were critical and judgmental. But the younger one, at least one came being encouraging. That's what friends are for, huh? So now you saw me at my height. You saw me on my mountaintop, but then when something happened, now you being judgmental and critical. That's how we're going to do? That's how we're going to treat one another? I was good enough for you to see God on me, but you can't see God in me now because I'm going through a test. I understand. But that ain't how it's supposed to be. When you really love your brother, when you really love your sister, you be there for them. You don't turn, this is when they really need you. You don't turn your back on them. You be there for them. And ask God to give you a heart of understanding, not being judgmental. Help me, somebody. But Job was a warrior. He was willing to die for his faith. Job said, "Though he slay me, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, and I will maintain my own ways before him." He shall be my salvation. For an hypocrite shall not come before him. Job 13, 15, and 16. Job felt broken. There's some people here feel broken. There's some people that's watching on Facebook Live. You feel broken, but the potter wants to put us back together again. Every test is for a reason and a season. He wants to, though you feel broken somehow, he wants to put you back together again. And when he puts you back together again, you're going to be better, stronger, bolder, wiser than what you were before. You went in one way, but you came out another way. That's how God will do you as we go through these crazy tests. Lord, help me. He felt broken. But here's a note for you. He was anointed and appointed before God before he was broken. See, that's why he didn't try to take his own life. He was anointed and appointed before he got there. Ain't it somehow God has a way to anoint us for the task? Even when it get dark and gloomy and it get rainy, and you wonder how you still clothed in your right mind. Why you going? Do you know there's some folk that had to get a divorce, and some of them still struggling. There's some folk that been through some things that feel like they got holes all in their heart. But if you just give the broken pieces to God, if you just give your hurt to God, God has a way of healing and binding up our wounds. God wants you to give your hurt to him. This is an Old Testament story, but now in the 21st century, as followers of Jesus Christ, he said, give it to me. He said, give it to me. What's troubling your mind? What's aching you? What's hurting you? Give it to me. We don't have to go out and drink and get drunk and smoke weed and think that's going to take the pain away. God said, put that pain on me. Give it unto me. Give it unto me. Yes, the one that never sleep or never slumber. The one that says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. The one that tells us over and over again in his word, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Find meek and lowly in heart, and there you'll find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. And the reason why we can handle all the stress and pressure that we're going through, because he's with us. Come on, Emmanuel. That's the only reason you ain't cracked up. That's the only reason why you ain't choked up. Because Emmanuel is riding with you. He's walking with you. And he'll never leave you alone. Come on, there's some shouting stuff here. He'll never leave you alone. I don't care how bad it get, who walk out on you, who turn their back on you. He'll never leave you alone. I done tried the man for myself, and he'll never leave you alone. I done had some dark days, and I done had some dreary days. I done had some days I didn't know how I was going to make it, but God, he stayed with me. He wrapped me up in his loving arms. He had to tell me, son, everything going to be all right. Every little thing is going to be all right. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver us out of them all. And he keepeth all of his bones. Not one of them is broken. Hallelujah. Psalms 34, 19 and 20. Blessed pastor for that message on last week, because he right on point. We have trust issues, not just with one another, but even with God, because we wondering, when is my change going to come? We wondering, when is it going to get better? When? Do I have to feel like every day we on the battlefield and we every day it's a fight and a war every day? When, God, you going to send some sunshine over here? You think about that, you think about Brother Job. Job was longing desperately for God's presence. The word of God said, behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And backwards, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. And the Bible said, when he tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Job 23, 8 and 10. I shall come forth like gold. And if you know gold, gold goes through a refiner's type of process. Gold shines more when it goes through that fire and get all that other stuff, all that dross and that stuff off them. That gold really is shine. God wants to put you in a position where you're going to shine for him. This process road that we have to go through, my brothers and sisters, ain't no joke. We want to make it seem like this Christian journey is a howdy-do, it's good, we're going to be good all the time. You don't know what you may have to go through or grow through. You don't know what you may have to go through. You don't know what storm may be coming around the corner. You may be doing pretty good now. You may have a six-figure income, but you don't ever know what may happen and where they might get cut off. But I do know when we trust God, he will never cut the funds of grace in our lives. When we do go through these problems, these troubles, and these issues, and these dilemmas, somehow, some way, with this something called grace. Unearned and undeserving favor from God, even in the midst of our attitudes and being angry with God, being frustrated, being overwhelmed. He never turns. What if God would actually step out the scene and just say, I'm finna leave you on your own? Because you're getting upset. You're getting upset and you're talking crazy. But he loves us so. And that's why we can always celebrate the life of Jesus. How he loves us, not conditionally, unconditionally. But that deep-rooted agape love. Because we didn't have these times. I didn't have some times in this preaching journey where I don't understand what's happening. But I've had to preach in the midst of pain. I've had to preach to others, encourage people in the midst of loss. I had to preach to others with lint all in my pocket. But still serving, still doing what God tell me to do. Because ain't nothing you can do to make me say I don't believe in Jesus. I don't praise because of circumstance. I praise beyond the circumstance. Because I believe in him. I believe he came, he died, and was buried in the grave. And according to the Bible, on the third day morning, he rose with all power in his hand. You can't do nothing to make me not say that didn't happen. I believe that by faith. I don't need everything to be going well in my life. You don't need everything to be going well in your life to give God a praise. No. That's a conditional type of praise. But he wants to know that, can you give me a sacrifice? A praise, which is the fruit of our lips, even when we don't understand. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. Psalm 107 and 2. God will make it happen now. He'll make it happen. We just got to hold on. Job said, for I know that my redeemer lives, that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worm destroyed this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Oh, my God. Every day of my life, I said, Lord, I ain't preaching for my wife. I ain't preaching for my parents. I ain't preaching for the habit legacy. God, I'm preaching for you in obedience. And my eyesight, my focus is on you. So I can hear you tell me someday, well done. Well done, Halbert. Thou good and thy faithful servant. And some kind of way, it gives me strength to keep running on this Christian race. Job was confident in his change, even if it calls for death. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. But God had a remedy for his change. In the midst of all the complaining that Job was doing and he wasn't understanding, God broke his silence in Job 38. You do know open rebuke is better than concealed love. Open rebuke, that's how God did it, is better than concealed love. So listen how God answered Job. He answered and said, who is this? Who is this that darken counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man. For I will demand of thee an answer. Answer me. Where was thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare if thou hast any understanding. This is Job 38. Where were you? Where were you, Job, when I created the skies, Job? Where were you at, Job? So how you gonna tell me? But sometimes we get in our feelings. This is true. But sometimes we get in our feelings because we don't understand. So we try to tell the master what the master will be telling us. Or we trying to tell God how our life should be and how it should go. That ain't how it is. We follow Jesus. Jesus is the master. We just a disciple. We follow him. We follow him as he leads. We have to go through what we have to go through. But know, my brothers and my sisters, there's a purpose. There's a purpose. It ain't for naught. It ain't for naught. If you feel like the enemy all on the back of your shoes, you better believe it's something in the inside that he won't. Come on up in there. It's something. Listen, he don't mess with empty houses. He don't stop by. So if he's stopping by, knocking on your door, take it with a badge of honor, because there's something in there that he won't. There's a gift. He wants to destroy the gift of God inside of us. John 10 and 10 said, the thief cometh but to kill, steal, and to destroy. But let us not forget that second part. Jesus said, I come that they may have life and life more abundantly. But we have to be concerned and stand strong to bear the cross. I was riding with my daughter last week. And I believe it was last Sunday. And she said, Daddy, I've been praying for change. My oldest daughter, Cheyenne. Daddy, I've been praying for change. And I ain't said nothing. I ain't said a word. I just kept driving. She said, Daddy, I've really been praying for change. I said, baby, you ain't the only one. You ain't the only one. I said, but Daddy, we'll tell you this. I don't know how long it's going to be for your change come. But I do know God is able. And I do know you got to bear a cross. I'll tell you that, baby. I said, you got to bear a cross, because this is the life of Christianity for all of us. And nobody will escape. Nobody will escape. So Job had to go through this process in order to receive his change. And I remember I heard a story with this little boy. This little boy went in the candy store and he bought some candy. And some kind of way the lady didn't give him his change. And he said, ma'am, he said, I need my change. Y'all gonna get there on the way home. He wanted some candy. He said, I need my change. We're crying out unto God. We're crying out. Because we need to see a change for the better in our life. There's always a shift in the story, a paradigm shift, something that you must do in obedience. In the midst of all the pain, the suffering, the loss, the laughter, the mockery, the being ridiculed, there's always something you got to do. Listen what Brother Job had to do. Job had to humble himself in the midst of all his pain. You're going through. Job had to humble himself. Job had to humble himself. And he said in chapter 42, he said, I know that thou can do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. It went on to say in that 42 chapter, you read, Job had to repent in dust and ashes. That's a sign of lowliness and humility. We got to have it. We have to be disciplined enough to humble ourselves, even in the midst of situations where we don't understand what God is doing. And it's more than a notion. Well, we have to do it in obedience. In obedience. But it didn't stop there. Job humbled himself again and prayed for his friend. And the Lord turned his captivity and gave him twice as much as he had before. But I want to make another note here before we get to close this thing out. When he had to repent, I don't want y'all to get a misunderstanding. Not that Job sinned against God, but the repentance And the ashes were because of the false allegations and unfairness against the Lord. How he hated himself and how he wanted to see himself die and the brokenness that he had going through this test. But I'm so glad in this 21st century, through Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, that he don't disqualify us. That he doesn't disqualify us in these times when we say things out of our mouth that we have no business saying while we're going through the test. Because to be honest, can I be real with y'all today? Facebook Live, I pray y'all still watching. If he would treat us, though, if he would treat us and us getting an attitude because it didn't go this way, I don't think it'd hardly be nobody here. That's why we can shout hallelujah about the blood. The blood. The blood. And how he loves us so. How he loves us unconditionally. How he loves us in the midst of when we fall short beneath his will. God still loves us. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For now he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and a yoke of oxen and 1,000 of she asses, 7 sons and 3 daughters. The enemy may have a plot and a plan. And a plan. But God's plan always stands supremacy over what he tried to do. Amen. He blessed them. He blessed them with a latter blessing. So we have to keep in mind and keep hoping alive that things may not be the way I want it to be. My dreams may not have come to pass, but I just believe God gonna bless my latter end, because this is a story here, live proof, 42 chapter story, that unfortunate things do happen to people that's trying to do the right thing, but God has a way of taking you through, not to be the same, but to give you an elevation. Come on, y'all. To give you an elevation within him. For every level, there's a new devil. But God has a way of equipping you and maturing you before he take you there. So because when he take you there, you have everything that you need to stand. Having done all you can, my brothers and my sisters, to stand. Stand therefore to see the salvation of the Lord. Your change is coming. May the Lord add a blessing. May God bless you. And the door of the church now open. Your change is coming. Your change is coming. Keep believing. Keep hope alive. It's coming. God has a paradigm shift to your story. God loves all of us. There's a gift in us that God wants to bring out. And for God to take us to a higher dimension within him, he got to take us through this training ground called process.
Hi, this is Pastor C. Coach Halbert, host from Fight for Your Dreams. I want to personally thank you for tuning in every Tuesday to listening to this podcast. This podcast would not be here without your financial support. Our broadcast is on the Resilient Christian Radio Network, which has over 100 radio stations in the United States, with over 450 radio affiliates worldwide. And with your support, you are helping us to stay on the air. Go to anchor.fm, fight for your dreams. Click on support to bless this outreach ministry. See you every Tuesday at 9 p.m. for more biblical information, inspiration, motivation, and divine revelation to keep going. And whatever you do, fight for your dreams. Bless you.
OCTU Media has been operating since September of 2020. Since then, OCTU Media has reached over 45 million people through our media outlets. OCTU Media is changing for one purpose only, and that purpose is to bring to you the quality and outstanding media that represents our audience. Welcome to the new OCTU Media.
To hear this and more broadcasts like this one, go to OCTU Media from the web. Also, you can find OCTU Media on Roku, Amazon Fire, Android, and Apple iOS. This radio network is on OCTU Media 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Wednesdays, week to year. Thank you for your support of OTU Media and this radio network.
So don't stop dreaming. Maybe you have dreams that need to be taken back down from the shelf, or maybe you're still finding out what your dreams are. Whatever the case may be, fight for your dreams. Come back next time on Fight for Your Dreams with Pastor C. Coach Halbert.
This broadcast is copyrighted by Gonna Fly Now with Christ Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.